I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for April 22nd through 26th, 2024. This was a week.
It was a week.
I'm really surprised. So we didn't receive any Port Charles pipelines. I, once again, calling myself out on something from Thursday's 411, where we were both like, have we ever talked about the waterfront before? We did the exact, the exact same. A few things have been added or changed. It was from October 22. No, it wasn't from October 22, but it was from like 2022. So I mean, it was okay. Like 2 years.
So it was a refresher.
Right. So, but there had been a few things changed. But at the time we were talking about or had just talked about the cartel, mm-hmm. and we had already covered the Asian Quarter and we connected it with the travel guide to Port Charles. So it's interesting whenever you go back to look at something, even though it's the same exact words, absolutely nothing has changed and absolutely no meaning. Well, words have changed. Like there was a few things that were changed, but when you go back and read something, but like with a different lens, you know, we were looking at it just as, oh, this is Sunny's business. Whereas then we were looking at it as the cartel. So we talked about it differently. It was interesting. I only listened to a portion of it though, just to make sure. And I sat there and read the General Hospital fandom as we are reading it. But there were a few things that were further explained. So that was nice.
Okay.
And as we were talking last week about Pizzullo's and having the Godfather table and everything, totally forgot to connect it to Maurice portraying John Gotti.
We did.
So I wrote that note before we went and saw him.
I was going to say, it was brought up.
But then he mentioned it. And I think that the person that asked that question probably wasn't aware that he had portrayed John Gotti.
Right.
Because somebody asked him, what real life mobster would you like to? He's like, well, after Gotti, did he even answer that question actually?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said,
he wanted to be like Marlon Brando in the movie The Godfather. So that's not a real life, but that's not a real life example. So, but those are like really the two things that I was like, why did I not connect that? But on this week's upcoming 411, we have a little recap of our improv. That was the other thing I wanted to. I messed up the name of. Hi, I am. We're doing virtual, but I'm doing it on my phone. So if you hear me typing, I'm sorry. The name of the tour was "You're Stronger Than You Know."
Okay.
I knew it was something. I'm like, it's your strong or something like that. That's what it is. So that's what we're going to talk about. Just a little short recap, fill people in. So if you have a chance to get tickets to go see him, definitely do it. It's so worth it.
Oh my God, it was amazing. I feel like you could go to multiple shows and it would be a different experience though, based on all the questions that people are asking.
Yes, yes. And so if you have the opportunity to go before Thursday, I will say definitely go with some questions loaded. Yeah. You know, he did a great job. And it was a nice balance of mental health and GH,
mm-hmm.
which was, it was perfect. So it was everything I thought it could be. So do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay. So Hulu headlines. Oh, shoot. That's right. Can I make you small for a second? Because I usually read these off my phone.
Okay.
Sorry.
Those are beautiful lights.
Thanks. They're going to get replaced.
Aw.
Yeah, I don't like them. General Hospital. Oh, let's see if last week's was changed, the double. Yep, it was changed. Because
they listened to you.
It changed to, because what was it? It was something about Sam got mad about something. I forget what it was. But now it was Sunny learns that Dex is becoming a cop. Jason gives a gift to Carly. Nina spars with Drew. Lois and Brooklyn have a heartfelt talk. Jocelyn has a, oh no, that was it. Maybe that was a few weeks ago that it was different. Oh, well, whatever. Okay, so on Monday, Sunny and Carly have it out. Nina makes a discovery. Sam tells Jason to stay away from Danny. Drew and Willow reconnect, and Lois impresses Maxie with her deception knowledge. That was the description that was misplaced last week.
For Friday, yes.
Then on Tuesday, Brooklyn's bridal shower is in full swing. Tracy lets her guard down. Chase also gets a bachelor party treatment at the Hatchet Range. A surprise guest shows up at Chase's party. Joss and Christina go toe-to-toe over Sunny. On Wednesday, Chase and Finn find Gregory in a medical situation. Sam is worried about Danny. Jocelyn opens up to Jason. Drew and Jordan enjoy each other's company. Dex has some doubts about joining the PCPD. And then on Thursday, Jason confronts Sunny. TJ is concerned about Christina's actions. Drew and Carly share a bittersweet moment. Christina is worried about Sunny, and Trina helps Laura with Ace. And then Friday, Laura tells Sunny she cannot forgive him. That's not accurate.
Quite what she said. No.
No, that's not. It was Laura can no longer. She even said it can no longer turn a blind eye.
Right.
Nina shares her concerns with Carly. Finn and Gregory have a disagreement. Molly asks Alexis for help, and Sasha receives a surprising proposition. So where would you like to get started?
I don't know. I feel like, yep, all that happened. None of it really stuck out as being more significant than the other. I liked the bridal party, that they made it like some tradition, but some just like, let's have a dance. Let's like hang out or whatever. I don't know why we needed Christina and Joss to end up having yet another fight, because we did that at Bobby's a couple weeks ago.
Joss was facing at the bar. Like, she was facing the bar with her back to the rest of the party. Christina walked up to the bar after they both already knew that each other were there. Mm-hmm. So minutes later, Christina approaches the bar and asks Joss, are you following me?
Right. And you know what Joss looks like well enough that you could have walked to the other side of the bar and waited for the bartender. You approached her. Yes. And then she said stuff that you didn't want to hear. Sorry that you didn't want to hear that. But I feel like she came at it from like her own perspective this time. It wasn't just like, your dad's bad because he's bad because he's your dad. She was like, listen, I have an issue with your dad because there's a reason that Dex and I aren't together. Why don't you ask him about this? And then you'll see, like, I just, whether it's your dad or it's Dex or it's whoever, I can't support this crap that's going on. And instead of taking it as what it is, Christina's like, what are you talking about? My dad would never. What?
Well, she didn't say that to Christina after she was told about Cyrus Renault. She got quiet. And then isn't that when she went to Molly and said, do you know anything about this?
Right. And Molly was like, I don't know how to respond to you. Like,
yeah, because I don't think that I could be wrong, but I didn't think that Christina responded to Joss about that specific.
I think she just kind of stood there stunned, but her, like, yeah, by not saying, oh my gosh, like, what are you talking about? Or, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. It, and the fact that she went to Molly and then Carly and Nina, like, she was waiting for someone to be like, oh no, Sunny would never do that. Joss is just lying.
Right.
When she shouldn't have needed to go to all those people, she should have known that Joss was telling the truth.
Right. So, do you want to stay on Brooklyn's bachelor, sure, bridal shower? Okay, so hold on. You're going to regret not coming over.
Oh, no. Did you make a Brooklyn, what was it? Brooke Chaser? Brooklyn Chaser? What was it called?
It was the Brooklyn Chaser. Let me come over. I need new ice.
To be fair, if I would have come over and indulged with you today, I would have ended up sleeping on your couch. I'm exhausted.
So, come on. Okay. First things first about the drink. So, a chaser is non-alcoholic. And it's the drink that you drink after you drink the alcohol. A mixer is what you combine.
Mix.
So, like, my club soda here is a mixer. But they didn't say exactly what it was, but I could see that they had lime and mint, or it was basil. I'm going with mint because I'm thinking it was a strawberry mojito. Okay, I liked the clever twist of the name because the Brooklyn is actually a drink. There are, so, like, you know how Manhattan's a drink? That's named after Manhattan, New York. There's right. one for all five boroughs. Like, each one of them have a drink, but it's just not, they're not as popular.
Oh, I did not know that.
So I have some strawberries that I'm going to muddle with the end of my meat pounder because I don't have a muddle. That's not working. The big thing is I just want to get the mint juices actually broken up. Oh, come on. Okay, I'm legit just going to pound the rest of these strawberries.
Bartending with Shannon.
So I'm using the meat pounder to kind of loosen up the strawberries, and I'm getting like flashing, and I'm like, there's no way you could kill somebody without getting fixed. First thought, that's horrible.
Oh man, yeah. That's funny.
But it looked like, but they also have, because this is part of the other reason why I think that it was a mojito, is because they said that they also had the non-alcoholic versions. All right, so I'm going to put my ice in, and then I have lime juice and simple syrup, and I'm using Bacardi Limon because it is my favorite rum, but you can use any white rum. And here's my lid. I am not slicing a lime wheel for how pretty they have it.
Look at all those strawberries. It's a healthy drink.
Exactly. Club soda just sprayed.
Whoops.
Thankfully, club soda is what you use to take out things. So, all right. So, and then I apparently just had enough room. Most of that was lime juice because I only did a shot of the rum and a shot of the simple syrup and the ice. I probably could have used less ice, but looky how pretty.
It is beautiful.
So I feel like that's close to what they made. And they should have given us a breakdown of it.
They should have.
But yeah, this is what I'm drinking today.
Beautiful.
Okay. Let me clean up my club soda for a minute and then. That is really pretty.
It is very pretty.
I didn't make it before I... Here, hold on. I'm going to take a picture of it real quick. All right, now back to the show. Oh, let me turn on my video again. Okay.
All righty.
Well, now the real test of it, though, it's pretty.
Exactly, but... because it tastes good.
Oh, that's yummy. Okay. I like lime, but I use too much lime juice.
Oh, okay.
Not enough mint. But I mean, I'll just have to trial and error it. If I have to.
Right. I drank all of the rum. Sorry, I was trying to perfect this recipe.
You want to see how much rum I have? Hold on.
Oh, no.
Okay, this was a Christmas present from 2022.
Wow.
From my in-laws. That's what they got me, is the big gallon or whatever. Yeah, that's a gallon, I think.
You still have a ton left. So yeah, you can definitely trial and error that all day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Anyway, but Tracy enjoyed some of them.
Yes.
And then she danced
I liked that Joss was the one that got her on the dance floor and was like, you know, my grandma would be out there shaking it up. And so then Tracy was like, fine. All right. I can do this.
She's like, you're right. Bobby totally would.
Yep. The Spencers would be dancing. So yep. That was cute. And then Lois forgot music. The music producer forgot music, but okay. So then they had Spinelli come and play the.
Yeah, I'm not buying that though.
No. No, I thought they were going to have Blaze sing for a little bit.
Whenever
Oh, we forgot. But they're still, I mean, it's the Savoy. They play music all day, every day. I'm sure they could have just turned something on. They didn't need to have Spinelli come in, but okay.
Nobody has a Spotify account that we can stream through the Bluetooth that I'm pretty sure the speakers are probably hooked up to.
Right, exactly.
Right. I hear you.
So, whatever. But thanks, Spinelli, for coming in. Playing the music for us, I guess.
Oh, and Tracy won the musical bouquet.
She was mad, though. She was like, Spinelli, don't you ever do this to me again.
I liked that, though. And do you know what? It just occurred to me, back to the drink, I could have used my juicer to squeeze the strawberries better, not using the meat.
Tenderizer. I figure that out.
Well, I didn't have it over here because I had already used it for the juice or for the lime. Oops. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've never smashed strawberries with a meat tenderizer before.
Nope. Now you learn something new every day. It is not a mess-free adventure.
No. And yeah, because I mean, you're right, because Blaze and Brooklyn the day after had the conversation about her releasing new music and things like that. That would have been nice for Blaze to step in and say, you know what, hey Brooklyn, do you mind, maybe I can sing a few songs that are going to be coming out over the summer. It'll be a nice little debut,
right,
to kind of get some feedback too. I mean, obviously everyone there is going to love it, so that's a non-issue, but it would have been nice. And then Blaze hip hopped over to Chase's bachelor party, which I liked.
Yeah, that was cute. She was talking about what a great partner he was singing.
And I love Dante's description. Chase is always single, but never ready to mingle. I thought that was sweet.
I can't believe they got him a baseball. That was not a traditional. Not a traditional gift.
There is absolutely no way Dante bought him that baseball.
It was from all of them.
Okay, there is absolutely no way they all chipped in $200 to $1,000 each to buy him a World Series champs signed baseball. It's the ones I could find started around $1,500 and could go up to like $12,000. There was one baseball that was 2013, only signed by David Ortiz, that was for $450.
I mean,
there's no way.
Dante has better eBay skills than you do. I'm not sure what to tell you. I'm sure
that was eBay.
I know. I'm sure that he got a deal. I don't know. Or those cops get paid more than we thought they did.
I mean, it was sweet. I think it's the fact that it was signed is what was more the most unbelievable. I mean, I think it is absolutely amazing that Dante did that, because like you said, it was painful to do. But
yeah.
And then Ned knows where to get a hatchet.
Yes.
That was fun.
I didn't like this guy's being mean to Dex though. Like, really, you're at a work party celebrating someone's engagement. Are you really gonna be a jerk to this guy? Like, come on.
And especially after Dex or Chase made a point of saying, thank you for coming to the party at my invitation.
Yes, exactly. I could understand if they hadn't walked up to him and been like, hey, blah blah blah. But when he walked up to them to just turn their back, like, you're beyond rude, knock it off.
Like, hi, girls, how are you?
Right. I liked that Dante walked over and was like, this guy helped save my life. Like, come on.
Right. And he's having some hesitancy of becoming a cop.
Well, yeah, after you have all those people walk up to you and be like, you know, Sonny never forgets. I would have some hesitancy too.
But not just that, also from the PCPD, like what he just saw with all of that.
Right.
Which is understandable, but okay, so you have more of this background, and I hope that you don't know the answer to this one. We see it in exaggerated dramas and everything, but it is supposed to be obviously, personal feelings aside, you support each other.
Right.
We have seen in movies and things where that may not be the case. I think right. that's part of what Dex is also worried about is, what if I'm in a position and they don't protect me?
Right, right. No,
I don't want to know if you know that that's a thing.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a brotherhood, and you put your feelings, I mean, from everyone that my ex has dealt with, my knowledge, you know, when it comes down to a situation, all the bad feelings are left at the door, and you handle the situation. I mean, it's just professionalism. It's not even about what you feel about the other person. You right. know, same with soldiers and firefighters and all that stuff. You're not going to let someone go down just because you don't like what they do with their personal life or outside of work. So,
right. Yeah. That was the answer I wanted you to know. I didn't want to know if you knew the other one.
Okay.
The bad one. I didn't want you to be like, oh yeah, girl, I got stories. No.
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
I'm good with not knowing anything about that.
Yeah.
Are we just going to stay at the bachelor party?
I guess so. But that was like, whatever. Why are we having Jordan, like, we're trying to hook her up with everybody at this point? I like the idea of her and Brick. Like, he just brought her flowers. They were being flirty mm-hmm. and cute. We just talked about that. And now we have Drew trying to be like, oh, I know how hard it is to see your ex happy, blah, blah, blah. Jordan and Curtis have been friends for years now since they got divorced. And even when they had their moment when he was having his issues with Portia, they still went right back to like, hey, no, that shouldn't have happened. You know, Curtis, you were a jerk for kind of playing with Jordan's feelings. But at the end of the day, she wasn't trying to be a homewrecker. She was right. stepping back and they would be friends. So why is it an issue now that he's walking again? Like, oh, no, I don't get it.
I have nothing really to say about that.
Okay.
You know what I probably have something to say about?
What do you have to say something about, Shannon?
No, I'm just curious. Do you know what
was making you mad?
Yeah.
Other than the normal, our issues with Curtis and the whole walking thing already. No, what was said?
Did you hear the comments that they made about the views better from up here?
Oh,
and Jordan
yeah.
said you had a front row seat to a lot of belt buckles.
Yep.
That is ableism. Like, it, my blood was boiling.
Yeah.
Because, and this is something that we've already talked about, we've had people write in about. So ableism is discrimination and social prejudice against people with disabilities based on the belief that typical abilities are superior.
Right.
Those three sentences.
Absolutely.
Ruined anything that they are even going to do unless Curtis gets called out for it and humbled about it. That was absolutely horrific writing. I mean, we joke about it. Like, we joke about, oh, writers, blah, blah, blah. No, like, that was the equivalent of implying another race is better than another, implying another religion is better than another, and right. joking about it and laughing about it and mocking the implied less than this, like that. I know it's not a word, but
no, I agree. I cringed when she made that belt buckle comment. I was like, what in the heck are we doing?
That was horrible. They need to change that. That is not going to continue.
Right.
It can't. It absolutely can't. That was my soapbox for today.
No, I'm with you.
I think. It's just, I just can't even, because Curtis spent all that time with that guy in the gym. And then even that first conversation that he had with Trina after he was able to walk, and he's like, but you know what? I learned a lot.
Right. Exactly.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because would they have said those, if somebody in a wheelchair was right there?
Right.
Would they have said those same things? Would they go up to somebody in a wheelchair and say, oh, I bet you must be, or I bet you're jealous of the fact that I can see everything?
Right.
No, most people wouldn't.
No,
it was disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. Like that.
And I can't believe that Jordan was the one who said it, because Jordan had just gone through the whole needing the kid. Was it a kidney transplant?
Yeah.
And so, like, she was in a compromised position for a while of not being able to be fully active as her body healed and whatever. Would she have liked it if someone walked up and was like, oh man, you must be dying for the day that you can get back to normal activity, because this is just, you know, like half a life or whatever. She would have been livid.
Like saying something about, I bet you can't wait to be out of the hospital, fine. But exactly, saying you're not even living a good life right now. What's the purpose of you even being here?
Right.
That's,
like if she would have been behind the desk, and she must, I mean, she was doing desk work for a while because she needed to heal. If they would have been like, oh, it's a shame that you're only contributing half the work that the rest of us are doing because you're healing or whatever. It's
right.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm really surprised we did not get any emails about it, honestly, probably because people probably figured that I was going to bring it.
Absolutely.
I've only had 3 sips of my Brooklyn Chaser.
Right. No, that line was, yep.
That entire exchange was absolutely disgusting.
Right. But the belt buckle, especially when, like I said, whenever she said that, I was like, what did they just say?
But even so, him saying the view is better from up here.
Yeah, right.
That is equally.
Yep.
Yeah. They owe an apology on that, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, they've done a really, base writers mess up Leo. That's
what I was afraid they were going for whenever they showed him eating his Lunchable. And Tracy was like, why are you eating that? And he was like, oh, I didn't like lunch or whatever. And then they started talking about him having a peanut butter sandwich and stuff. I wondered if they were going to try to just like change something with him. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Do not change anything. Like, he can be sick of peanut butter sandwiches, because anybody gets sick of peanut butter sandwiches after having them every day. Do not make this like a thing because of his diagnosis. And so right. I was glad whenever they rolled it into, no, Olivia is busy and she can't cook 3 meals a day. And Yuri only knows that he likes peanut butter sandwiches, so that's what he's been making. And so we need a cook.
Also, that's not Yuri.
Right. He would ask.
Yuri would go out of his way to learn how to make whatever it is that Leo wanted or preferred, not to indulge, but to have a variety. I cannot picture Yuri not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I can picture, here's the exchange that should have happened, is Yuri and Leo talking about it and him saying something about, or him noticing that Leo's not eating his sandwich, because this is something that I encounter a lot with my daughter, is they don't necessarily take the initiative to say, you know, Yuri, I would like if I could have ham and cheese instead.
Right.
You know, Yuri sees that he eats it. He sees that he likes it. He knows that routine is typically something that is important. So he's not going to disrupt it unless Leo says, and that's fair. Like I do stuff like that. So I'll just throw in like a mini reality check right now. My daughter had her wisdom teeth taken out on Monday, and we had her on the dot when she was taking her medicine. And every night when she went to bed, I told her, if you need anything in the middle of the night, make sure that you wake me up. I only said that Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, she woke up at 3:00 in the morning, went to the bathroom. The next morning tells me.
Oh.
And I said, I was like, why didn't you come wake me up? And she said, you didn't tell me I could.
Mm.
Even though, I mean, her life, she knows. She could come get me. In her mind, you didn't tell me that I could do that. Like, you didn't say that tonight. So
it wasn't on the table. Yeah.
Right. So, and that's something that it's difficult for me, because I'm trying to teach her the independence. So I'm trying not to I'm trying to get her to advocate for herself, you know, and to be more initiating, you know. So that would have been nice to see something like that, or have him have that conversation with Tracy too, you know, just about, oh, Yuri only had peanut butter again today. And actually, that's so funny, because this is actually a situation in my favorite movie, Back to the Beach, where Annette Funicello only makes her son peanut butter sandwiches for lunch, and he complains about it. And she's like, well, why didn't you just say so? Tomorrow you get chunky. Like, that's her upgrade is, right. There's nothing to do with any neurodivergence there. It's just you know, her son just always ate his peanut butter sandwich. And when he says, I don't want that sandwich again, her first thought is, well, okay, just you'll get the chunky peanut butter instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, especially as moms, like when you have a kid that likes certain things, you do tend to keep them in rotation.
They can be so picky. You have to go through those same, rotate those same few things, because it, when you try to change it up, they totally boycott it and won't eat it, whatever you sent. So,
but I really did like his response to Tracy was, did I write it down? Hold on. He said something and then he said, and because I like it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I thought that that was really, and she didn't give him a hard time.
Right.
She gave,
right.
And she really didn't give Olivia a hard time. She recognized that Olivia is doing a lot.
Right. It was Olivia giving herself a hard time. She was like, Tracy, don't get on me because I can't do this, this, and this. And Tracy was like, I'm not. I'm telling you, accept the help. The Quartermaids have always had a cook. So let's get another cook. And you can then enjoy when you have the time to cook, because that's something you enjoy, but you don't have to be stressed about it, or you don't have to leave your kid eating peanut butter sandwiches that now he's saying he doesn't want to eat. So,
right. And that's something I relate to. Like, I love to cook and I really do like to clean, but when I get real busy, I don't get to do either one, but it becomes so frustrating when I can't get to, or when I can't do it the way that I want to be able to, especially the cooking, because I really like getting stuff together. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as we can probably tell by how many times I dissect these cocktails.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Even though that's not cooking, but you know what I mean. Like, I love the days that I get to make like a nice meal for my family. And I get it. Like, you get upset because you're like, oh, I'm working nights so much this week. I'm not going to be able to do it. It's going to be a slow cooker. Even though I put the stuff together in the slow cooker, I don't feel like it's the same to me.
Right, right.
But I'm glad to hear that Olivia is willing to hire a cook. And then after only having one dish from Sasha.
Yes, Sasha, you must be it. And it was very convenient. I mean, I'm happy for Sasha, but it was very convenient because she's just like 5 minutes before that. I need to find a new place to live. I can't afford my rent anymore. It's too expensive. What am I going to do? And then Olivia's like, here's a job offer, including live-in housing.
Mm-hmm. And Cody might be happy too.
Ew. Right. It was just a little too perfect, but I'm excited to see this different turn of events for Sasha. Mm-hmm. She said she needed something different. This is definitely different.
And Carly offered her a job right before, because she was still sitting at the Metro Court when Olivia approached her. And Carly had just had a conversation with her and said, now, how did Carly start asking about the cooking? Because I know Sasha replied to something saying, well, he responded to the job offer saying, I've only been like a part-time line cook at the Hamptons in summers years ago.
Right, right.
You know, but that was after Carly had offered her the position.
Yeah, I don't know how Carly knew she could cook.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I really can't. Like, I can see her saying, I need to move, blah, blah, blah. And Carly saying something about, you know, but you did the deception stuff, and her being like, no, really, I am done. Like, Home and Heart was the last time. But I don't know how they got from there to her offering her a job.
I can't remember.
I hate when we blank out, like, on the same things.
I know. Because we both see it, and it's like, but her response was.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not like she was talking about, I don't know. I can't remember.
It mustn't have been anything that great. But either way, Carly offered Sasha a job and she turned that one down, or she said she'd think on it, but she wasn't accepting of it that moment. And then when Olivia said about the live-in housing, then she was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that'll be nice. And I think it'll be nice.
It will be.
That
doesn't really lead us to anything.
It does not. It does not. We could just go to Maxie and Lois talking about the deception.
Yes, Lois was like, why don't you name it this? Why don't you this? And it was like all great ideas for Maxie of, oh, okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We can bundle stuff together and not use what was Tracy's special cream or whatever the heck she was trying to call it.
Lucy's Luminous Skin Serum.
Yes. I said Tracy, I meant Lucy.
No, that's okay. Lucy's Luminous Skin Serum. But yes. Then, okay, because she was just trying to change the name of one product in that whole thing. So like even changing that L, then you have to have, because all of them had
set.
Right. Yeah. And Lois is like, well, why don't you just call it deceptive? Like the the bundle.
Right.
And then I did like that though. Deceiver, Defiance, Defender, and Disruptor are the four. So it's the Deceiver Serum, Defiance, Dual Use Toner. What is Dual Use Toner?
I don't know. What else tone. Is it do besides tone?
What is it? Dual use toner.
Does it mean maybe like you can use it different spots, like not just on your face, but on like your thighs or something?
Is Google I don't know that thing, girl. Dual action toner smooths and improves skin's appearance. Opening this up. Hold on. It removes dead skin cells, excess oils, and impurities. And the toner helps minimize the appearance of pores and breakouts. I thought that's what toner did.
Right. That's what I thought too.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Madeline's not here for me to ask her. She's my resident
skincare
advisor. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. If you know what the actual benefits of a dual use toner, but that's what Google just told me. So I don't know. But yeah. And wouldn't, okay, never mind. I don't know. I don't understand this step. I understood Lucy's selfishness trying to build like a relationship, camaraderie, be more personable, thinking she's being more personable and approachable with their client base. But to take it to the point of changing the product's names, I don't see that. I don't
know. Nope. She didn't have that big of a connection with the audience, but in her mind, she must have.
Yeah. And Lois mentioned that back in the day, her best friend was the face of deception.
Yep. Brenda. I would love for them to bring her back. Oh my God.
I was waiting for it during the bachelor party.
That would have been beautiful.
It did not happen.
No. It was a pretty uneventful party, which I guess is what Brooklyn wanted. So.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could just go to Gregory then, because that was after the party. Finn and Chase go back to his apartment, and Finn's like, the babysitter had to leave 20 minutes ago. Hopefully they're already asleep and everything. And when he walks in, poor little Violet is,
I know, why
do you need to help Gregory or Grandpa?
Yeah.
But she went and got him his.
Yeah. And they had already called 911. Like, it was good.
She didn't call 911.
I thought she had.
No, because Chase called.
Oh, okay.
Because Chase gave the police response. We have, he's this old, this is his diagnosis, he's this, we have this going on, just get here. But yeah, that is actually something that
she should have been taught 911 by now, especially with someone sick and elderly living in her house.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing, I'm just wondering. I agree. I'm wondering why she's seven, right? She froze. Her grandpa, like, she just had to go get his medical device, and she just froze because he's not talking. Like, he did enough to be able to tell her that, but not enough. I think that Finn and Chase did an excellent job talking to Violet, and especially when Violet's like, is he okay? Did I do enough? And Finn was like, you were amazing. You did great. but he wasn't making false promises, even though he said he'd be okay. I felt like he didn't mean, I don't know, the way that he said, yeah, he's going to be fine. I think that might have been like, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But, oh, the little girl.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute. Oh my gosh.
We should see them. We should see them having a conversation with Gregory about getting one of those life alerts.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think that's pretty much what Tracy was saying to him. She didn't say life alert, but she was like, you need to decide what's more important, spending this time with your granddaughter here or having your independence, because you can't have both. And there's give and take on each side.
I did like that she said, however, if it was me, I would be doing the same exact thing you're doing now.
Right, right.
So not shaming him, but letting him know,
yes,
this is what my family would be telling me. So this is what I'm telling you, because that was after he called her, because Chase had gone to, I didn't like that the first thing Chase said to Finn was, do I need to cancel my wedding? And Finn was like, bro, I don't know. I'm trying to take care of dad right now before the EMTs get here.
Right.
I feel like that was weird. I feel like it should have been after we knew Gregory was fine.
Right, right. In 3 days when they're discharging him from the hospital or not, then that is your decision. Not when you're waiting for the paramedics.
Right. Like if the wedding is supposed to be this week, which I'm assuming it is, I can see him being like, this is something that we have to jump on right now. But also at that time of night, there's nothing
right, right
that even could be done. So I understand. It probably just was for timing that they threw that in there at that time. But when he first said it, I was like, wait, what?
Right. That's not Chase's first reaction to anything. No.
No. And he knew it wasn't going to be Brooklyn's. That's why he is marrying her.
Right. Exactly. And that's
exactly what happened. She was like, all right, cool. We cancel everything. Let's just figure this out. But then Gregory called Tracy and said, I think my son's there. And she's like, yep. And she was about ready to hand over the phone. He's like, nope, I have you. I need you to tell this to him.
Yes.
And she told him, Gregory said, you are not canceling your wedding.
Right.
Not happening.
Such a good dad.
I don't know how I feel about having him have Tracy be the one to deliver.
I feel like he knew that Tracy wouldn't take no for an answer.
She wouldn't argue back with him.
Yeah.
And he knows Chase well enough that Chase is not going to argue with Tracy.
Exactly.
Or argue with his dad through Tracy. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So... talk about unnecessary arguing, though. How about TJ?
I can't. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
He's like, I'm not trying to be the pregnancy police, but Christina was breathing earlier today, and she took two breaths quicker than she should have, and I don't know how I feel about her having our baby because her dad's Sonny. She learned to breathe quickly because of Sonny.
Right, right, exactly.
Sorry.
No, that is exactly what he sounded like, and Molly's like, babe, it was the bachelorette party for Brooklyn. Like, she wasn't drinking, she wasn't doing drugs, she wasn't like doing
she wasn't in a mosh pit, she didn't go to concert, she wasn't in a mosh pit, she wasn't crowd surfing,
right, right,
she wasn't throwing the hatchets, which I mean, probably still could do, I don't know.
Yeah, she's actually probably still, I feel early, like, enough. It depends on how fast.
No, they don't allow you, they don't allow you, because we looked into going when our mutual friends were pregnant and they said, nope.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, well, right on the website that it says no. And I mean, I think that's fair. Like, that's,
yeah, better to be safe than sorry. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, she wasn't risking that. Like, she went to a party. She sat and played past the bouquet. Like, give me a break.
Wedding Pictionary. That was
right.
That was interesting.
And how are you going to keep, I mean, I wish there was a way, but how do you keep any pregnant woman from not experiencing any arguments, any stress, any anything during their entire pregnancy? Like,
and that's the thing, though. Christina is not experiencing stress. Yeah, she's having stress with Jocelyn, and that's what triggered TJ talking to Molly about that, because she came over late,
right,
and was talking to Molly, which means she had to have come over after TJ was in bed.
Yes, yes. So it was late, but I mean, they rented out the Savoy. They said drinks were going to go like all night and stuff. So it's not absurd that she was out late. And again, as long as she's taking care of herself, she can stay out as late as she wants. Like, there's pop stars that do full concerts when they are pregnant and are out till way late on top of performing at that ridiculously high level. And they're just fine.
Yeah. There's runners that run full marathons 9 months pregnant. That's amazing.
Right.
But everybody has stress. And I feel like Christina is definitely very aware, and definitely that's probably part of why she did not respond back to Joss, was, I'm going to beat you down, but I can't because I'm carrying my sister's baby.
Yes, exactly. Give me a few months. I'll take care of you.
Exactly. Like, hold, please.
Yes. We'll visit this topic in a few months.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just whatever.
And then Molly went to see Alexis about Christina. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Nope.
I do feel like she is being supported from her family, though. But I get Molly's point of view. She's like, but this is also my husband.
Yeah. I mean, I get that it's your husband, but your husband's being stupid.
Right. And don't support stupid husbands.
Right. Exactly. And irrational.
He's not her husband. He's her domestic life partner.
Whatever. Don't support your partner when they're being stupid.
Yes.
It's just not, there was just nothing. There was nothing there that Christina was doing wrong. If there had been one thing at least, and had blown that up out of proportion and then rambled on about nonsense, because sometimes we tend to do that, that would make sense. But she did nothing wrong.
Right. Right.
So ridiculous. And then Christina went to see, I don't know if she went to see Carly or if she just happened to see that Carly was at the Metroport and was like, oh, congratulations on getting your hotel back. What else is going on?
She was going to see Nina. Was she going to see Nina?
She went. Yes,
she was. That's when she.
Yes. And then she went down to the, or up to the Metroport and just happened to see Carly there. And then Carly was like, listen, you don't want to ask questions that you don't want the answer to, but all I can tell you is Ava is bad news. So you better watch
that
situation.
So Christina asked her what happened to Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say anything other than, like, change of ownership. This is what happened. She's back at Crimson. I'm back at Metroport. Zip. Fine.
Right.
And then Christina said, hey, Joss said this to me. Do you know anything about it? And Carly responded, you know, your dad and I have been divorced for a long time now. I don't know what he's doing. I do know that he's not behaving like himself right now. So I think that it's Ava being an influence. But I'm mad about this because Carly knows what he looks like in those episodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is 100% right. Especially when, what was it? It was earlier in that day or the day before is when Sunny went at her about Carly letting Jason buy her the Metroport when he offered to, and she said no. And she's like, I did not ask him. He didn't even ask me. He just went and bought it himself and then gave it to me.
Yes.
And he's like, you and Jason are so close together. She's like, yeah, we are.
Yep. We're BFFs. That's it.
This is not news.
Right. Right. So crazy.
Because then before she even talked to Molly and before the bachelorette party is when Christina was talking to Sam.
Oh, okay.
And right. Because, and then Sam was basically saying the same. This drives me crazy. When people get an answer, it's not the answer they like. So they keep going to people waiting for somebody to tell them the answer that they want.
Sam and TJ should hang out and they can just repeat the same stuff back and forth to each other and talk about how bad Sunny and Jason are.
They sell buttons that you can just record it.
There and you go.
Yeah. Molly, get buttons.
All right.
Christina, get, you know, TJ and Sam, get buttons.
Yes.
But Christina was asking about Sunny back in the day, which is when Sam was just done
mm-hmm.
being his mistress
mm-hmm.
when Christina was born.
Right. I don't know how you bite your tongue at that point. Like, yes, you don't need to share TMI, but at the same time being like, listen, like, mistakes have been made for quite some time. Okay.
Right. Right. And then Sam and Jason. So Jason talk to Danny and Danny's like, you talk to me like I'm a person. I like being here. And Jason's telling him, I like you being here too, but you have to listen to your mom.
Right. Takes him to Sam's house and is like, hey, our kid showed up at my house. I'd like to pursue a relationship, but I wasn't going to go behind your back. So I brought him here so that you could be part of this. And Sam still snaps out and is like, why are you hanging out with our son? Did you not listen to anything I just said?
He did the responsible thing.
Right. And then he complains to Dante about it and is like, Jason's hanging out with our son when I told him not to. What the heck?
But the whole thing with Jason, when she's going back and forth and she's like, this is why, you know, Here's the problem. Sam and Jason have never hated each other. Sam does not hate Jason. When they finally broke up, like when they finally said, okay, you know what?
We're not
meant to be together. It was after the floating rib bombing. Mm-hmm. And Sam was brokenly saying, I cannot continue to do this. I cannot continue to live in this life.
Right.
But she was upset. Mm-hmm. And they broke up, but have been great co-parents.
Yes.
When he's alive and around. But and she did kind of mention that. And she's like, yeah, but you're like hardly here. But Danny seems to understand that. Danny seems to be getting like a weird good grasp on that.
Right.
But then she ends the conversation with Jason, and Jason says something about regrets. And she's like, there's a lot of things that I regret, implying that she regrets ever having been with Jason. Are you kidding me?
Right. Right. That would never be a regret. You wouldn't have your son. You wouldn't even have Scout, because the reason you had Scout is because you thought that Drew was Jason.
Right. She wouldn't have the penthouse.
Nope.
She wouldn't have anything.
Nope.
Because we never see her working anymore.
Nope.
She's
driving me crazy. I don't like the way that they changed her whole character.
Yeah. But well, they're changing a lot of characters. But then you're right. Like, she went and talked to Dante about, and he's like, well, you're not letting your son see his dad. And she's like, is that what I'm doing? Yes, Sam.
Exactly.
That is exactly what you have said repeatedly. Danny, you are not allowed to see your father. Jason, do not see your son. Not, hey, let's have family time. Let's have you come over to the house.
Right. Right.
Let's go out to dinner.
Why don't you meet at, you know, Kelly's or at the Metroport or someplace that is, you know, a nice public place that you're probably not going to get shot at, even if that is something that you're worried about. Not that it ever happens there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, I just don't get it.
I am very glad that Dante was like, yeah, that is what right. you're doing. And just remember, Jason saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Some of these character changes are horrible.
It's ridiculous. It's just so out of character for Sam after their love story. Not saying I want them back together, but she would never
That's definitely done. Yeah. Sam's done, but she has never done this.
Right. And it's different. Like, they're changing the way that Laura is with Sunny, but Laura is saying, like, I'm not saying I'm going to go after you. I'm saying I can't turn a blind eye. Like, if the information is brought to me, I can't not prosecute it the way, or recommend it for prosecution the way that it should be done, just because you and I are friends, blah, blah, blah. Sam
but that's
is
something
like,
that she has said the entire time.
Yeah, I
that's
don't remember her.
We've mentioned
ever.
That Laura, Anna, Dante, they have all told him, I understand who you are to people in my family. And I mean, obviously Dante's his son, but
right.
they're like, you will face the consequences if I am the one being put in the position to make that choice. Like,
right.
Sonny knows this.
Yeah. But they had to have a whole other conversation.
Not new information.
But even with the whole new conversation, even though it wasn't new, Laura was still saying, like, yeah, I'm not forgetting the good times that we had together. I'm not forgetting who you are to me. I'm just saying that I also can't forget that you had my brother beat up, or that you beat up my brother, almost killing him, when you're not really any better than him. So that's all. I'm just telling you, like, we're not exactly on the same page anymore, but I'm not forgetting the past. Sam is like, I don't even know how the past happened. Like, suddenly I just happened to have these babies by you, and I'm not sure who you are or anything like that. It's just absurd.
Yeah.
It's
and
like
Laura
can't...
has been, okay.
Sorry. Yeah. It's like, she can't take responsibility for choosing to be with Jason when she did.
Right.
She's been hanging out with Nina too much.
Well, and then, so Laura was at the Jerome Gallery because she had just come from home, and Trina offered to babysit Ace, which is super, super sweet. And Laura checked on her, you know, made sure, like, are you okay? But then obviously, like, let her be with Ace, and went to see Ava concerned, which I thought was so sweet, you know, that it was just, hey, Ava, like, have you noticed this? How can we support her? How can we help her through this? Because it's obviously perfectly normal for her to want to go see the brother of the man that she loved that died. At what point, though, does it become unhealthy that
mm-hmm.
like, Trina is not exhibiting any of that other than the isolation, other than the isolation. But Trina's not exhibiting any of the obsessive, not able to grasp with reality of what happened, anything like that. It's just, she now wants to be in Ace's life. And she even said, I regret, you know, maybe the role that I played in Spencer not being able to see his brother. And Laura's like, remember Esme?
Right. You did nothing. It was Esme's crazy.
Well, but the response to Esme was correct.
Yes.
It was mild, actually. But so then Ava's saying, yeah, you know, I've been trying to encourage her to get out and at least just go do something, which is actually how she and Joss wound up at the Savoy for the shower, because the shower bachelorette party, because she was supposed to be having dinner with Stella and Joss came. And they went to the new location, Surf Lodge, and Stella went up and gave away their reservation and told them to go out and have fun. And so, I mean, she's being supported in that way. They're letting her grieve, but they're also trying to help her get back into life. But Laura talking to Ava, and then they talked a little bit about Sunny, and then Sunny winds up showing up. And Sunny wants to commission a piece from Ava so that he can donate it to the city. And Laura said, the city will no longer be accepting your donations.
Yep.
What park does Sunny have?
I don't know. I don't know. I wondered.
Okay. Because Ava said, Wings of the Hospital, you know, he sponsors these events, the playground at the park. And it's like, really? When did that happen? But okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Ava standing like off to, could they not have Ava's given her at least a minute? Ava's just lurking around everywhere. Well, and could she not just, it was the second Laura left. She comes around. She's like, oh, what happened to Laura? You were obviously. I'm really trying to figure out what's going on with Ava, too, because it seems like she really does care for Sunny. That's why she called about his medication.
Right. But now she's manipulating him for what? And like, Ava's not the kind of person, if Ava wants to be with somebody, Ava wants them to be with her because they want to be with her. She would not let Sunny be sick and manipulate him into having a relationship with her, knowing that he wasn't at his peak mental health.
But maybe that's her change.
No.
Yeah. No.
No. She's too strong for that. I don't want you because I manipulated you into wanting me. I want you because you want me.
Great. And then she had to talk to Nina about that. So Nina wants to take back, she wants to void the contract of selling the Metro Court to Drew or to Jason because it was done under false pretenses. I'm sorry, at what point did Jason promise Nina would get back with Sunny in exchange for him purchasing the Metro Court? I don't recall that.
Nope. And I don't recall him saying, I promise I'm buying it and I'm not going to sell it or I'm not going to give it away.
Correct. And I'm confused by Nina's response to seeing Ava with Sunny because she wasn't on his arm. They weren't smooching. She saw them together in the presence of Harley and somebody else who I'm forgetting right now. It was not Jason, was it? It was not Jason. Jason wasn't there when he was called a traitor.
No.
But Nina oversees all that. And then Ava goes to see her. And Nina's like, what kind of friend are you?
Right.
By the way, not this upcoming 411, but the following 411. We've talked about this before. We have to cover Nina and Ava's friendship so that you're people understand.
Even though you cut a baby out of my belly.
And so she finally signs the divorce paper so that Ava can have what she's been wanting. And Ava had to justify to her. So Sunny was being shot at multiple times and he suggested that I stay with him because he's also thinking about his daughter not losing her mom.
Right. And I'm sorry, as much as I do obviously think that Ava's doing the wrong thing, as far as other people calling her out on it, she absolutely has the excuse of, I'd like to get along with my daughter's father.
Right.
So not only do I want to keep her safe, but I'd like to keep this relationship at least amicable.
Oh, something we learned from Ava and Laura talking, Nicholas is being transferred out of state.
I don't like this.
That's gonna have to mean something.
He's gonna break out again.
I don't know, we'll see.
I mean, that's all he ever does is break out.
Right.
Then they have to get him back.
Break out, die, surprise everyone with my
being alive. Maybe he's getting secret letters from Esme while he's in jail, and he's going to break out and go find her to prove that she's not dead, and hopefully Spencer's not dead either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think the only thing we didn't talk about was Joss going to see Jason. I thought that he did a really good job of talking with her and listening, but then also giving good guidance, you know?
Yeah.
And saying, I've never met Dex. I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't here. Remember these things.
Right.
Because I cannot speak to what happened then.
Right, right. I don't know who was advising Sunny of what at that time, because I wasn't here. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
And then he went to talk to Sunny. Is that like it?
I think that that is it. Here, let me. Yeah, I think that that is it.
Okay.
And Sunny basically blew him off. And Jason didn't ask him if he was on his meds again.
No.
But he did plead with him to knock things off because it's going to hurt Christina. So, yeah, I do think that that is it. Kind of a loaded week.
It was, it was. It did a good job of moving multiple storylines along some. So that's good.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
All right, so what's your reality check? I kind of already gave like a little mini one.
Yeah, my week was hectic, good and bad. We had our wonderful Thursday night date together to go meet Maurice, and he was awesome. But I won't talk too much about that since that's our 411. Just like we said before, if you have the chance, go see him because he was so sweet. And then, I guess I mentioned at some point that Ryan was in the hospital this week, or Ryan wasn't feeling well. No, I guess not.
I think you mentioned it during when we were talking about Maurice.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that will be in the 411. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, the whole week's been a blur. So yeah, he is diabetic and he got a sore on his foot and did not take care of it because he does not listen to his fiance. And so it got an infection. And so he has spent the last few days in the hospital, them helping get his diabetes back on track and getting the wound taken care of so that it can heal properly. And hopefully we never have to go through any of this again. So any kind thoughts or prayers we would appreciate. And thank you to everyone who did know and was already sending their kind thoughts and prayers, because it definitely helped keep him in better spirits as we were trying to figure out just how bad it was. So, but yeah, so I'm exhausted from spending hours at the hospital every day, and it is so boring. And I know that sounds so selfish, but I'm sorry. It just totally is. Like, we don't talk for 9 hours a day on a normal basis. So sitting in the hospital next to him, it's like, I don't know what else to talk to you about. So, but I took him some books and stuff, so hopefully he can read. And Matt just suggested yesterday taking the Switch down to him so that he could play some video games. And I was like, oh, I hadn't even thought of that. So maybe I'll do that later today or so. So
I don't think it ever would have occurred to me that you would even be allowed to do that.
Yeah, according to them, people like bring in their whole Xboxes and like attach it to the TVs in the room. And I would have never thought that. Yeah.
I would never have even...
Yeah, I guess you're allowed to do that. So
I mean, it's been some time since I think the last time I stayed overnight in the hospital was when I had my daughter. So 2003.
That has been a little while. But yeah, I stayed in overnight when I had that kidney stone and felt like I was dying. But first of all, the last thing I wanted to do was play video games. I mean, this is definitely a different situation, but I would have never thought to ask for it. But yeah, I mean, he's just on an antibiotic. He's not in pain or anything. So he's basically just laying there with his foot up. And so I guess it gets pretty boring. And the thought of playing video games is a good idea for him. But yeah, if it wasn't for Matt, I would have never thought about it. So.
Well, and obviously he hasn't thought about it either, because he has not requested that it be.
Right.
Good thinking, Matt.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm hoping for a less eventful week. He should get to come home Monday or Tuesday. So. I'm hoping that it's just like a nice smooth transition home.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So,
yep. That's it. How about you?
So same. Saw Maurice on Thursday, which was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I shared it a little bit earlier, my daughter had her wisdom teeth taken out Monday morning, and she's been doing absolutely wonderful. She's been doing, you and I talked about this. I think that they're done differently now, because that night she was taking a shower and I'm just sitting in the living room. Like, I hardly did anything Monday and Tuesday because she's just resting and I'm sitting on the couch because I don't want to be too far away in case she needs something. Mm-hmm. And you know how that goes. I was in the kitchen and suddenly I heard the shower going and I'm doing like the head count in my house. And I'm like, I know where everyone else is, but she's supposed to be in bed. And I go and she's taking a shower. She's feeling fine. I mean, obviously sore and tired and everything, but mobile. So she was, she did good. She went back to school on Thursday. And so she goes to a private school and they provide breakfast and lunch. But given the special circumstance, she was allowed to bring her own items. So she's been loving the fact that she is living on chocolate protein shakes and mac and cheese and SpaghettiOs and yogurt and pudding. And she's just loving it. So, but she is definitely, definitely ready to eat regular food again, because yesterday was my son's 22nd birthday and we drove up to go to breakfast, and she loves omelets and she loves scrambled eggs and everything. So that's not an issue, but she couldn't get anything other than. So I feel like whenever you know that you're limited, of course you want everything else that you can't.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, so she's like, well, can I have a biscuit? I was like, go ahead. I said, try, you know, you've been doing really well. So of course she tried and she's like, no.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I was like, but it'll be soon. She's doing really well, except for she does have like one that's not healing at the same rate as the rest. Yeah. And so that's annoying her. So, yeah. And then Maurice and why do I feel like I did something else? And I can't remember. No, I think that might actually be it. Cause I intentionally did not really schedule much this week. So, cause you just never know how those things go. So,
yeah, I'm so glad she's doing okay. Cause that can be quite the surgery.
Me too. And like I said earlier, the conversation of come get me, you know, because I didn't say it right that second and it was just taken so literally,
right,
or assumed, you know, it's, that's the hard part. Like that's, well, I mean, it's one of the hard parts is getting that communication across. So,
right.
So I've reminded her every single day that she went back to school. I was like, now just remember, if you hurt, like go talk to your teacher, you have medicine at the nurse's office, you know, things like that. But
right.
Yeah. But other than that, I think the other thing was Maurice, but you know, everyone's going to hear more about that on Thursday's Port Charles 411. I did have three beverages, so you get to enjoy that.
That was great.
I was barely buzzed. I mean, I was definitely happy, but I was,
you in no way were like out of control or whatever, but you definitely were more like relaxed than what you typically are. So it was cute.
There we go. So yeah, I guess join us on Thursday as we talk about our experience with Maurice.
Have a good week.
We'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.